You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rock on Rockies fans, welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast, your daily source for everything Rockies baseball, interview, news, breakdowns, analysis, rants from this longtime Rockies fan, Paul Holden. And today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room. And you can download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On Rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. Today's episode, we are going to talk about yesterday's disappointing loss and the offensive explosion from the Marlins and highlight a couple of players that seem like they might be the real deal for the Miami Marlins. And I don't know. I wanted to keep it light on this Friday, and we're going to kind of check some Reds storylines here as I was scrolling Twitter this morning, and our Locked On Reds host there, Jeff, he had some stuff he was saying about the Reds front office and some moves, and I was kind of surprised to see where the Reds ended up. And finally, we'll preview a couple of things about tonight's game, including a special celebration, a night of celebration there at Great American Ballpark. I don't know what we'll do. We're going to kind of go all over the place in the second segment. It's Friday. You know I like to have fun on Fridays if we're not crossing over. That one time we had some fun there. But let's start with the not fun stuff. The Rockies drop another series on the road. They have yet to win a road series as they continue to struggle away from 20th and Blake, dropping the series finale to the Miami Marlins last night, 11-4. This game got out of hand early in the second inning with six runs, and Chichi Gonzalez just wasn't good. Chichi Gonzalez, five innings, 11 hits, eight earned runs, six strikeouts, though. I mean, that's a nice strikeout number and only one walk, but they were just walloping Chichi. I mean, that second inning, they hit some serious home runs, some serious distance on some of those blasts, and it just shows that Chichi has shown some flashes of excellence for sure this year, but Chichi's never going to get in that excellence spot. Chichi is not that good. He's average, maybe a little below average, and we've seen some good stuff from him this year, but nothing great. Nothing that you're not surprised that this happens to Chichi Gonzalez, that the Marlins churn out 11 hits, including three monster home runs in one inning, just kind of sinking the momentum, any sort of momentum the Rockies were trying to develop early in the game. They just lost it all there. I mean, you could kind of tell that was a pretty big blow for the Rockies. And then being shut out until the seventh inning, once again, the Rockies continuing to struggle to score runs on the road. At least they scored four this time. I mean, that seems like a lot, especially in Miami and especially with the way that this Rockies team performs on the road. But the Rockies need to understand a Chichi Gonzalez game that's backed up by Julius Chacin is just not going to work. Chacin has just not been good this year whatsoever. I've said this before. We're excited to bring someone back from the Rockies past, but he has just not been good this year. He's got a negative WAR this year, WAR. He's got a 7 ERA in 10 games. He's only struck out 16 over 20 innings. It's just nothing's there, really. There's nothing that Chacin brings to this club that you truly need other than just another arm in the bullpen. But just another prime example that the Rockies' most important need is bullpen arms. And, I mean, maybe depending on – it also all depends on where – this just brings – it all just comes back. It just comes back to what do the Rockies – do next? Where do they want to go? What does the future of the Rockies look like? And that's why it's frustrating with this interim GM situation and the comments that were made about like kind of staying afloat and more stuff about underperforming, is because it's just the proof's not in the pudding. And I just want there to start We need to start developing a direction. We're 60 games into this season. The All-Star game and the trade deadline are next month. The Rockies need to start developing the plan, the idea of what they're trying to do next. And I just don't think we've seen enough. And maybe when we see, you know, Chichi Gonzalez games, obviously we know Chichi is starting because John Gray went down with injury. But we just have to understand and realize, and I don't know how many more examples we need, that the Chichis and the Ulys Chacins just aren't the answer. They just aren't the moves. The Rockies don't need to go out and get a 33-year-old reliever and bring him back for another stint in somewhere that's hard to pitch. I re-listened to my interview with Locked On A's there, and Jason over there at Locked On A's, and he mentioned that he just thinks the direction is to go the front office and everything. There just needs to be a completely clean house. I don't know if we need a completely clean house, but it sure feels that way, right? It just sure feels like what the Rockies are trying to do this year, just by the pieces they have, it's just not working. And they have some high-level caliber players, but without embracing or understanding or looking at what the flaws of the Rockies are, I just don't see how they get better. I just don't see how you can maximize opportunities with players on your team, you know, like Trevor Story and Ryan McMahon. But then you just have continued to struggle to address something that has been a major concern for so long of pitching in Coors Field, especially relief pitching. It's just so frustrating that the bullpen gets to this point. And it just is so frustrating that there hasn't been more research. I think that's another thing, too. It just goes down to the lack of deep dive research-driven baseball that is all over baseball today and that many teams are seeing success. But it's still early. It's still interim. We're still in transitional periods, and there's still time to tell what the Rockies want to do. That's just when I just get on these rants, and I know I completely started with the Marlins game, but, you know, what more is there to break down? The Rockies struggled on the road, and they got blown out by the Miami Marlins at home, a team that only has two more wins than them after yesterday's game. Doubling their hits. It's just, there's not much left to say about the Rockies when they play on the road that this isn't working. And the Rockies were being one hit for the majority of this game. And I think this all ties in. Nothing needs to be the Rockies' way anymore. After this year and after the fallout from last year, after the past 3 years now, maybe two and a half, after the second half of 2019 up until now, it's been tough, and it hasn't worked. And the things that you thought have worked, and the pieces that you thought you had aren't there, or they're not going to be there, and you got all these changes. So why not start embracing something new? It just feels like the Rockies are running into a wall, and that's where I'm coming from. And I know maybe I'm all over the place today, but especially another tough series in Miami, which is so weird to say, I think, for other teams. It's just so much of the Rockies is like running into a wall or a door. And instead of just opening the door, they just run into it and then just fall over, get back up, start gaining some steam, and then run into it again. I don't know. They just got to – I don't know if it's new coaching staff. I don't know if it's the analytical embracement. I just want to start walking down a path, a different path for Rockies baseball to a future that we can be excited about. And series like this Miami series, it just doesn't feel that way. And it just, I don't know. But I'm hopeful. I deep down inside, Coors Field and this Rockies organization, there is successful baseball. There is unique baseball. There is one-of-a-kind baseball. And I think the Rockies just need to continue to drill to find that, because it's just not working. Right now, it's just not working. They're not winning on the road. They're not hitting that well. They can't back up good starting pitching, the thing that was so hard to find for so long for the Rockies. It's just not working. But it doesn't mean that we can't find something new. And that's why I just hope that the Rockies are learning from this year to to embrace something new, embrace something outside. Will that happen? No idea. I got no inside knowledge, and like I said, I'm still becoming more and more ingrained in the inner workings of everything. There are a lot more people out there that have a much deeper understanding about how the Rockies truly work than me, but speaking, trying to be a mouthpiece kind of for the fans, it's just frustrating, and it doesn't need to be. I guess it needs to be frustrating. Sports are always frustrating. One day, the Rockies fandom will pay off. It will pay off. We know it will. You just want to see something. I'm so ready for something new as a Rockies fan. I'm so tired of going to Miami and getting beat up on the road, and especially in Miami against these teams that the Rockies, on paper, I think are better than. But there are a couple of players from Miami that I want to talk about, and I will do that after I talk about something that I think is super, super cool. And it's a new take on fantasy sports. It's kind of like basically mixing fantasy sports in the stock market and putting them together in this super cool brand new approach to fantasy sports. And so I've been talking about sports trade lately, and if you haven't heard about it, it is, like I said, where fantasy sports meets the stock market. And the site is really amazing. It's kind of interesting that it has taken this long for something like sports trade to come along, but this platform allows you to buy and sell shares in your favorite players just like real stocks, and it's a fair and super exciting way to cash in on your knowledge of sports. And if you're listening to this, I know you're a big sports fan. And they just added baseball to the platform, so just in time. You can make money with sports trade, and it is simple. Player values rise and fall based on two factors. One, their performance in each game compared to their projected fantasy points in that game. The more points they scored, the higher the player's value goes. And two, it's all about good old supply and demand. The more shares that are purchased in a player, the higher their value goes. You can instantly buy and sell as many shares and as many players as you like, just like the stock market. Then watch your players battle and your portfolio values rise. Want to find out how it works? Go to sportstrade.com and watch the How It Works video and sign up today. Sign up today at sportstrade.com and discover the fun, exciting, and profitable new world of sports trading. This is truly the evolution of fantasy sports. I really think you'll be amazed. Don't sit on the sidelines any longer. Get in on the action at sportstrade.com. That's sportstrade.com. The Marlins have some really good players, and I think that is something that has been said a lot of the Marlins. I mean, the amount of good players the Marlins have traded away is insane. But to watch Jazz Chisholm last night to just tear it up, he seems to be a really, really good player and has a bright, bright future, and just seems to have that energy. I love leadoff batters with that just bring energy and bring performance. I mean, a 1.3 WAR in 2021 right now after 147 at-bats, 41 hits and 8 home runs, 279 batting average. And this is his, the first real, he was played in the pandemic shortened season last year, getting 20 games in. Man, he struggled there, but he seemed to really, really come alive this year and seems like he can be a really, really successful and really fun player for the Marlins. And, man, that pitcher that the Rockies faced last night, he's the real deal, too. He was looking lights out there. Trevor Rogers, 7 innings, 4 hits, 8 strikeouts for Miami. He has been a great, great asset to this Miami team there. We are going here. He's got 7 wins this year, 3 losses, 2 ERA, and 89 strikeouts over 75 innings and a 1.06 whip there. I mean, this is a great rookie campaign for this pitcher and a great, great sign for the Marlins. Will they be on the team? We shall see. But there's some stuff I think Miami fans need to be excited about there, and something that Rockies fans maybe are need to be quick to forget. It's just that weird Miami versus Colorado luck. I mean, the Rockies, not luck. I mean, the Marlins just played better ball, and they have played better ball against the Rockies. I didn't know that Miami changed their logo again, and I didn't know about the new stadium name and all that stuff, too. So I learned a lot. But I did hear that there was I was doing my scrollings on Twitter, and I did see that the Marlins broadcaster saying stuff like, it's the Rockies, you got to beat the Rockies. And it's just like, if you're the Marlins, I think the Rockies have a good chance. Kind of depends with these teams that which one is playing at home and which one is playing away. But I don't know. That's all I had. I just wanted to see what you all thought about those young players there for the Marlins. And I'll just put a bow on Miami there. I think we've kind of gone over it enough, and let's take a quick look over at some storylines there for the Reds heading into the series here against the Rockies. I was scrolling on Twitter today. There are a lot of frustrations, it appears, with the bullpen there. They continue to struggle, as the Rockies fans know all about that. I'm just kind of scrolling through Jeff Carr's Twitter here, as he's the host of Locked On Reds, and he is a great, great follow if you're trying to stay up to date with all things Reds baseball. And he retweeted something here from this morning from Matt Wilkes, and it says, Reds bullpen this year, if you take away Tejay Anton, and he had 6.56 ERA, 5.22 FIP, 1.2 FWAR. I mean, that is just... those are some serious numbers. And at a place like Great American, that is just not going to help you win a lot of ball games. And speaking of that, I was surprised to see the Reds' record, as when these two teams matched up, I think they were in a little bit different places. The Reds had a little bit more momentum, starting to decline when they were coming in to play the Rockies there. But the Reds are 29-31, only four games more wins than the Rockies here. But the Rockies still have to go on the road. They still have to see if they can do. But there's nothing on this Reds team other than the big bats that we saw in the beginning and some starting pitching that the Rockies can't take advantage of. This is yet another series that the Rockies have found themselves against a team that they have a chance to. I don't know if they necessarily are going to win tonight or win the series or whatever. We hope they win every game, but at least this is again an opportunity for the Rockies to try to take a series on the road. This is a hitter-friendly ballpark. It's something that the Rockies can see if they can break the road woes and churn out the offense. It was nice that they weren't shut out in Miami. Maybe they can continue to hit here at Great American. But I feel like a broken record at this point. And I've rambled a lot today, so I'm gonna wrap this whole up thing. It's a Friday. It's loose. I don't know. The Rockies had me in a weird mood today. But, again, just like the Pirates series, just honestly like this Miami series, the Rockies are on the road against a team that they can see if they can break this spell of just horrible road performance. And will it happen? Maybe. I don't know. I was pretty confident in the team yesterday, and maybe I jinxed them. Maybe I got too far ahead of myself there with the Rockies. But there's still nothing. There's still nothing about this Reds team or this the lineups that necessarily make you sit there and say, okay, the Rockies are outmatched. These are two teams that I would say are pretty similar. Two teams that are, one team is the Reds are 3-2 over the last five, and the Rockies are 2-3. I mean, there's a lot of similarities. I mean, minus the road splits. That's obviously the big difference. But you just kind of look at the players, there's a lot of similarities. But the big difference and the big thing the Rockies need to be ready for tonight and this series is the Reds' offense. And that means the starting pitching needs to be sharp, and this is going to be coming at the back half of the rotation. So they need to be ready for – I mean, Jesse Winker is hitting .346. Nick Castellanos is batting .357. These are some Reds teams that – this is a Reds team that can hit the ball. So the Rockies need to be ready for that, and let's hope Kyle Freeland is ready as he takes the bump tonight. We'll dive in a little bit more to some pitchers and talk about the celebration going on tonight at Great American Ballpark in just a second. But first, I got to tell you about Fully Loaded. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Fully Loaded Chew. Fully Loaded Chew is tobacco-free, long cut, and pouches that give you the same pack, dip, spit, and buzz you're used to without tobacco. Available in 9 flavors, Fully Loaded Chew is made from with all food-grade ingredients and tobacco-free nicotine, the purest form of nicotine available. It's the only moist nicotine pouch on the market. All other nicotine pouches are dry white pouches. Nothing dips, spits, and packs like Fully Loaded. If you chew, you should transition to Fully Loaded Chew. It tastes and feels just like traditional smokeless products, and it's an easy transition away from traditional smokeless tobacco products. Fully Loaded Chew is offering the Locked On Rockies listeners a special offer. Right now, you can try a can for just $1. That's right, just $1. Go to FullyLoadedChew.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, just $1 in free shipping if you use the code LOCKEDON at checkout. The next time you go for a dip, make it a Fully Loaded Chew at FullyLoadedChew.com. Okay, also, as you go through the workday and the grind, or maybe you're going on a weekend adventure, whatever it is, make sure that you got the perfect snack for the afternoon, road trip, whatever you're doing, and that is Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever, with 9 delicious flavors, including the occasional limited time flavor. The flavors: coconut, coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel. And there is so much for everyone. If you haven't tried all the flavors, get that mix box where you can get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Most of the flavors have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams of net carbs. Order today. Get that raspberry or mint brownie or whatever you like. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCK15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. That's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Sorry for kind of going all over the place today. I feel like this was kind of a loopy podcast, but I'm getting back in the swing of my routines. I got some cool episodes coming up next week that I think you'll really like. We got some crossover stuff coming up. We're going to dive into the farm system next week with we're going to talk to the Rocks Farm Report there. William from Rocks Farm Report doing great stuff over there for the Rocks Pile. He just joined, and he's going to be having a new podcast. We'll be previewing the Padres series. I'm going to be talking to a Cincinnati podcast guy wrapping up the Reds-Rockies series on Monday. So lots of great interviews next week. And before we get to next week, let's dive into tonight's matchup here with the Reds and the Rockies. Kyle Freeland taking the bump for the Rockies. We are hoping that Kyle can get that control back and get into the groove here with the third start of the year. So his stats, they're, you know, it's the first stuff of the year, so I'm not too worried about his ERA at a 6.23. We want to see that control. That's what we're talking about. The walks are the big things we need to worry about. Tyler Mahle for the Reds, 5-2, 3.32 ERA, 72 strikeouts over 62 innings pitched. Allowed 7 home runs, 20 walks this year. So if we can get a good disciplined approach at the plate, maybe the Rockies can get a little traffic and take advantage of the walks. He did pitch against Colorado. He went 7 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs, and 4 strikeouts the last time that Mahle pitched against the Rockies. So the Rockies is going to be a good pitcher that the Rockies need to be ready to hit against, and they need to be ready to go after. Charlie Blackman's got a 10-game hitting streak, something to watch there as he continues to swing the bat pretty well. Rockies look to let's get ahead. Let's take something. Let's wash out that almost series win there in Miami with some good baseball, some good offense tonight, but we will see. My eyes are on Kyle Freeland tonight. That's the big focus for me, as that's what I'm looking for tonight. But the other thing to look out for tonight, it's Pride Community Night at Great American Ballpark. So happy Pride to everyone out there as well. If you're listening in the Ohio area, which might not seem all that crazy, I'm an Ohio University grad. I might have some Ohio people out there tuning in and following the Rockies. There might be some Ohio Rockies fans as well. If you want to head out to Great American Ballpark, it is Pride Community Night. You can check that out. So that'll be a cool little thing, cool little celebration. And it's always, I like that that there's an embracement of some pride, of the Pride celebration. So yeah, if you want to jump in to the celebration, that is tonight for the 5:10 first pitch Mountain Time. That is 5:10 first pitch for Rockies Reds tonight. All right. I've rambled a lot today. It's Friday. I kept it loose. I talked a ton. If you made it this far on the show today, thanks. I feel like I was kind of all over the place. Anyway, that will do it for the Locked On Rockies podcast. Thank you all so much for listening. I'm Paul Holden. Before I go, today on the Locked On Today podcast, does a college football playoff expansion hurt Notre Dame? Get more of the sports news you need in less time in the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. All right, I am going to sign off. Everyone, have a wonderful weekend. More great stuff coming next week. Like I said, lots of interviews. I think it'll be really cool to get some insights in all different areas of the Rockies and some of their opponents. But until then, Rockies Reds 5:10 tonight. I don't want to lose your loves, Rockies fans. This is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.